Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Welcome back. Tonight, Erinico O'Meara will complete a 500-mile journey. Erinico has spent the past 3 years walking down every street in Lansing. How convenient is that? It adds up to 500 miles. She's even traveled down a few blocks with Current State's Emmanuel Berry, a pretty memorable segment from earlier this year. This evening, Erinico will walk her final street, Baker, cue Jerry Rafferty, to a gallery reception filled with her images from the project. We welcome Erinico O'Meara to Current State.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How does it feel to be at the very end of this long walk of yours?
You know, it's really amazing. I honestly wasn't sure I'd ever get to this point, so it's good to do it.
Remind our listeners when it started. When did you start this?
Actually, 3 years ago, October 1st, 2010.
Oh, so did you envision it as a 3-year project?
I had hoped for a year, but it ended up being a lot bigger than what I thought it was. Walking each of the neighborhoods got to be more intense than I thought it would be.
And where did you start out? We know you're ending on Baker Street. Where did you start out?
I started at the Capitol. I parked in front of the Capitol, and my daughter and I walked a mile all the way around the Capitol.
Okay. And many listeners are asking why. Why did you choose to do this?
Why? Well, at the time, 2010, there was quite a few things going on in the city. Their GM had just shut down quite a few of their plants, and there was a lot of talk about just the downfall of Lansing and how it was not going to survive that. But I was involved with quite a few other things going on that had a lot of energy towards them, the Ignites, TEDx's, the Addy Awards with the Mid-Michigan Creative Alliance. There's a lot of entrepreneurial activities going on that not everybody was aware of. Mm-hmm. And so I had two different perspectives. I had Lansing's going over the cliff, and then I had Lansing's having a rebirth in other areas. And so I thought by starting a project where I could walk everywhere, find out what everybody's doing, so there's other little pockets of activity going on, I can share that with anybody that would be willing to see it.
What have you learned? What have you learned that's really most opened your eyes here? You had profound things that you've learned?
I have, actually. There's a whole group of people that are very, very passionate about keeping Lansing lively. Many of them go by the hashtag Love Lansing.
Right.
And we promote each other. We promote activities. We promote the events and the people and just sort of keep that energy going as much as we can.
What visually will you remember most out of all the 500 miles?
That's a good question. You know, the Capitol is amazing to me. You know, just if you're going down Michigan Avenue and you're coming straight up to the Capitol, it's just the most glorious sight to see. To me, it's just very beautiful. And through this project, I actually had the opportunity to take a private tour to the top of the Capitol, the inside tour that they don't do anymore. Mm. One of my followers from my blog invited me to come along to a private tour that he had won during an auction. So I actually got to go up to the very tippy top of the Capitol and take pictures from up there. And that was to be inside the Capitol and then have all my photos from around the Capitol. To me, I'll never forget that.
Any dog bites or animal attacks
No.
or anything outrageous like that?
You know, it was interestingly not like that.
Uneventful.
I wouldn't say uneventful, because there's, you know, the minor eventfuls where you get to talk to people who are out walking with you or see other people putting things, their energies towards things, like finding Village Summit, who a house had gone into foreclosure and the neighbor people put their money together to buy the house to create a micro community center. Mm. You know, just being able to find these little nuggets of hope and excitement and energy, it was amazing.
I keep flashing back to my first time that I biked the river trail, and what an interesting perspective you get on the city if you just hug the riverbank for 6-7 miles or whatever the case may be. Was it like that for you as well? Did you get particular perspectives on the city that you were surprised by?
I did. The river does cut through the city in a very interesting way, mm-hmm. And I do miss not being able to use the river trail. Sometimes I use that to my benefit to get to different locations if I was biking and then walking. There's a lot of streets equally that dead end into the river. And so those are perspectives. A lot of riverfront property that you're not aware of. Just how the city kind of ebb and flows based on the river. We're very river central. Centralized.
Yeah.
But we aren't at the same time. So it's sort of weird. It's like it's there, but we don't we're ignoring it, but it's there. Mm-hmm. Like, it influences like parks and the river trail. And so, yeah, I love the river trail. That's one of my favorite things with Lansing.
Now, tonight you'll be walking the last stretch down Baker Street. And after that, you'll be showcasing the photographs that you've taken throughout your city saunter. You call it the city saunter?
I call it city saunter. It's sort of grown into city saunter project, but yeah, city saunter.
Okay. What do you hope people will take away from the photographic exhibit?
I also will be displaying my maps that I have used throughout the trip. I've gone through quite a few of them. And then also I will have my blog available. And I wasn't able to print all the photos because I probably have taken 30,000 along the 3 years of doing this, probably 10,000 a year. That's about right. So I was only able to do a few of the ones that my favorites is what I'm showcasing tonight. But I think a lot of – I get quite a few comments about how they didn't know that photo was in Lansing or where is that or, you know – exactly where is that? Mm-hmm. People don't think that certain photos come from Lansing. They wouldn't think that that's there. You could, if you walk all the different parts of Lansing, you could take photos and people would never know that that's Lansing. There's country roads, there's cornfields, there's river paths, there's dense pine tree forests. It's just an amazing landscape.
Interesting. You pointed out that Lansing was in a very different kind of place in 2010 when you started this. Has it been visible to you more recently how Lansing has changed since 2010?
It really has, yeah. When I first started, specifically I was out on Malcolm X Street by the Oldsmobile plants, the GM plants, and when I first walked that area, it was shut down. There were no more semi-trucks full of cars. The parking lot was empty. It was very desolate. And then I just walked it a few months ago, and they've got a big billboard that announces that the Cadillac is built here. And there's bustle. There's cars parked down there. You see the trucks being loaded and unloaded in the area. So to have sort of the thing that started me to go the project, the GM plant shutting down, and to have them actually restarted and back into business, to me, that is it's completely a sign that we're doing much better.
How many pairs of walking shoes did you go through?
I think probably five altogether.
Five pairs of shoes? Wow, that's more than I. Well, 500 miles. I guess that's. Was it on a sidewalk most of the way, or did you end up on trails or gravel maybe more often than you expected?
People are surprised to learn that a lot of city streets are not paved. We have quite a few dirt roads, non-sidewalked streets, so I was out in the road quite a bit. There are some paths if I'm over by Banghart Park, I think. I might have that wrong right now. By Grosbeck, there's a park over there. I ended up back into those trails and cutting through to neighborhoods. But generally, I was on the sidewalks.
How long did you go without walking? Were you out every week?
Oh.
Or did you take a month off at some point? I mean, how did that work out?
Yeah, based on my schedule, there were a few lapses. Last year ended up being sort of a slow year, maybe one or two walks per month. And I think I did have 1 month that I didn't walk at all. But I tried to walk every single month at least once. Some months I did five walks. Recently, because I was trying to finish it by today, I've been doing extraordinarily amount of walking. Yesterday I did 30 miles, which I didn't think I could ever do. But I started out just being able to walk 1 to 3 miles, and now I'm doing 30. So that's kind of amazing.
That's something. Did you generate a lot of followers?
I did. A lot of people were interested. I had people from New York that were asking me about it, and somebody from Texas, and a lot of people here in the city, the mid-Michigan area.
Well, Erinico O'Mara wraps up her 500-mile walk of every street in the city of Lansing. I understand you're, 4:30 this afternoon, Erinico. Do I have that right?
Yes, I'm going to be hopefully at the corner of Cedar and Baker and then ask people to join me if they would like to, or they could just meet me at the gallery.
It's going to be like crossing the finish line of a marathon or like that.
I really hope it is. I guess I'll have to wait and see. In my head, I have it pictured a certain way, and I don't know that it will turn out that way. But if anything, it's a completion for me.
And that will feel pretty good?
It will.
I mean, you're going to be proud of that.
I will. I am, yes.
Erinico O'Mara completes her 500-mile journey here later this afternoon in Lansing. You can follow up and catch the photographs from her walk after that. Erinico, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.